That you are blessed and well taken care of, whatever part of the world you are listening in today. We are blessed and pleased to introduce you today to author Elizabeth, and I'm not going to say her last name until she gets on the line because I don't want to mess it up, and her debut novel, Love Torn Asunder. It's a wonderful book, and I can't wait to introduce it to you guys. She has a debut release date of later on this month, and we're going to get to it, you know. We're not going to do our poetry today like we normally. I don't have anything ready. I don't know, Tony, do you have anything prepared?
No, I don't. Not today.
Yeah, I don't have anything prepared today. So, again, well, we were really busy last week. Our shows just went straight through. So we're going to bring Elizabeth on the line because she is here ready and get to it. Do like we had started doing about 2 weeks ago, which I don't think we did last week, but make sure that you visit our website. I'll post in the room and see what things that we're doing. I have officially started my personal website, Kaisa Rodriguez at Webly.com, which is Weebly.com, Kaisa Rodriguez. And I'll post how to spell it, and I'll say it, you know, later on as well. Tony is working on his website. The Diamond Star website is wix.com/DiamondStarENT/home. I don't know why they make you do all of that, but that is the Diamond Star website. See what things we're up to, you know, keep in touch. If you're looking for a way to advertise your business, your book, your music, anything, your clients, business, work, business, you know, whatever, definitely look into us and give us a try. If you have MP3s, I know a lot of authors now are doing commercials for radio and stuff like that. We are more than welcome to, you know, to play it here, to post it on our site. A lot of different options. So, you know, check us out, see what we're doing, and see how we can help you or just support, you know, just check out the website and support. So we're going to get to it, and we're going to bring Elizabeth on, and we're going to get down to business. So good evening, Elizabeth.
Hi, Kai. Hi, Tony. How are you guys this evening?
I am great. I am great. Tony, you still there? Can't hear you.
See, I was on the. There it is. Can you hear me?
There you go. There you go. Yes, now we can hear you. So we are blessed. You know, we are enjoying. It's really, really windy here. We had a flash thunderstorm this morning that lasted about 2 minutes. It poured thunder, lightning, everything for 2 minutes, and then it was gone. So it was crazy. But, you know, it's been crazy windy since then, but I'll take the wind over a rainstorm any day.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, your book.
Yes, Love, Sun, and Thunder.
Yes, I loved it.
Oh, that's good.
I did, and I talked to you earlier, and I got to the end of the book, and I was like, no! I was like, what's wrong? I'm like, no! I didn't even and tell them what's wrong. I'm like, no. I was so, and I wasn't mad. I really wasn't mad. But you know how, you know, you're mad, but you're not mad.
I know the feeling. Because when you said, I was like, wow, really?
And, you know, it happened, like, almost the wording and everything was almost exactly the same. And I'm like, well, it ain't like she read it because it hasn't come out yet. So, but I was like,
right.
The hospital scene, her in the hospital, him not knowing the doctor, everything.
Really?
I'm like,
well, I can't wait to read yours, too.
I'm just like, that is so crazy. I'm just like, that's crazy. I was like, that's okay. Great minds think alike. It's okay. Our stories are completely different. We just have very similar endings.
Right.
But that's good. I mean, this book, and you wrote it in that, okay, before we get all into the book,
mm-hmm.
let you tell our listeners the
mm-hmm.
book, you know, do your synopsis, you know, what it's about and everything, and your release date. I know it's coming out soon.
Yes, the release date is officially April the 30th, but pre-sales will start on the 30th of this month through my publishing company. To summarize the book, which was so difficult for me, to write the book was a lot simpler than to try to summarize, you know, in a couple of paragraphs what the book was about. But the main character, Leslie, I say it's a battle, like a yin and yang battle, her having
mm-hmm.
to... make decisions, and, you know, it's like following the consequences of those decisions and everybody around her.
Okay. Now, where did your idea come from?
The idea for Leslie, I guess, all started from the whole book, the idea of the book and the characters, all based loosely on people I know. I can't say it's based on exactly one person. It could be a combination of several people, and I put different qualities of that person into a character. So when I started writing, I didn't really start writing in a book format. I had these ideas, and I would jot them down. And then months later, I decided to sit down and to put it in a book format and to take the story from A to Z.
Okay. That's cool. Now, Leslie, when I first started reading the book, I thought right off the bat that Lincoln was, when the book first begins, it talks about her being with the married man and stuff. So, of
yeah.
course, I naturally assumed Lincoln right off the bat was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as you read on, you know, you get into the other characters, Kendrick and Divine, who's Delilah, and Lace.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's very intricate. There's a lot of dips and valleys and a lot of different, you put a lot of different things. It's not a boring book. It's very intense.
Right. I wanted to make sure, I guess because when I sit down and read a book, I like the backstory, so I wanted to make sure that there was a backstory on at least the main characters, so you knew why they made certain decisions based on, you know, pulling from their backstory.
Mm-hmm. You did. That you definitely did. You definitely was able to pull that off. Now, how hard was it for you to write this story, the book? You know, you hear a lot of authors that it took them years. I know for me, my first book took me forever, and now the rewrite of it is taking even longer than it took to write it the first time.
Right.
How long, like, what's your personal life, you know, compared to your writing life? Was it difficult to find time to write?
It was. It was really difficult, especially because when I started, it was never for me to publish. I was just, you know, I always would write. And then, you know, somebody put it in my ear. Well, at least put it into a book and see what happens. So that's what I did. And it was never in my mind when I began that I'm going to seek publishing and an editor. So it took a long time because, like I said, I never wrote it in the context of this is going to be a book. So it was a bunch of scattered notes everywhere. And I had to, you know, take time to compile everything and to form it into a book. And then it was to read over it and then... The whole process was very long because I had no idea what this all meant, you know, writing a book and having it published. So I always say I tiptoe, you know, I'm still tiptoeing in the door, like to seek an editor, and that whole process was really scary because I had no idea what I was doing. But I just, you know, I researched and I asked around and I just took my time with the whole thing. And now that it's here, it's kind of like unreal. I'm really anxious about it. But I would say that I started, I completed the book in 2009. So,
okay.
And now it's just now coming out. And I think the whole writing process probably took me about a good year. So the book
wow.
is definitely my baby because it's like taking so long just to get to this point. I didn't have a computer when I started. So
oh,
I would
wow.
go to the library. I would go to the, you know, I had my little USB port that I took everywhere. So wherever I could, I would plug it in and, you know, type some more. My mother would bring me her laptop every couple of days so I could write some more and put it on a USB port. And then finally I got, you know, a computer. So it was definitely a labor of love.
Well, that's good. I mean, a year still doing everything that you had to do to get it done, I would say that that's really good time. It took me two to, you know, to do my first one, and it's been forever long since I've started with the, you know, the rewrite. Now, I know you said when you first got into it, you weren't, you know, exceptionally knowledged, I'll say. How did
right.
you go about getting, you know, a lot of authors we hear about, they don't know what to do, they don't know where to go. How did you find out the information? How did you get there to know what was, mm-hmm. and what was your biggest, what would you say was the biggest mistake you made that you wish, okay, if I had one thing to do differently throughout this process?
I went, because I wrote a lot at the library, so I researched a lot of things and editors, but even research at the library, it's just easier to talk to someone, and that's what I was lacking. I wasn't able to really call somebody and say, okay, walk me through this step by step. I would say a few months into it, I joined Facebook. And it wasn't even Facebook for the whole networking thing. I joined Facebook for, you know, because my family was on Facebook. But then I friended some of my favorite authors. And then I said, you know, and then I started friending editors and publishers. And I reached out to a few. Some responded, some didn't. Some gave great, you know, great feedback. And so I went about it that route. You know, I got in contact with a couple of editors that way. I would say my biggest mistake was, it wasn't a mistake, but because I didn't know what this all entailed, I had no idea the expense that it was going to be. And it's a big expense. And so
mm-hmm.
when it came down to finding out how much, you know, services were going to cost, it really was, I had to sit down and decide how much this meant to me. Was I going to, you know, rearrange my budget and plan accordingly so I can make this project happen? And that kind of stalled it for a few months because I didn't know if, you know, I guess it was like I had to decide whether or not this was like a pipe dream or something that I was really going to pursue. And once I, you know, prayed about it and thought about it, I knew that I had to keep going because I was so passionate about writing it and I was just so excited about the whole process. So I would say it was a mistake, but I would say for people that are coming in, you know, definitely look into the expense that it's going to be because it's not a cheap process.
Yeah, definitely. And I've heard, you know, that said repeatedly, you know, we're in some of the same groups, Facebook groups, and it's been,
yeah.
you know, something that's come up repeatedly. As to the expense and,
yeah.
you know, people finding ways to come up with that expense. People don't realize, and there's a lot of, like when I did my first book, I used Lulu, it was free, upload it, there you go, and you think, okay, I got a book, but you don't realize, or at least I didn't, all of the background stuff that you really, the editor and getting the professional book cover and
mm-hmm.
the page layout and the ISBN and, you know, getting it copywritten
right.
and all of those things have individual
so
price
many.
Tags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't think about that.
Right, and,
but,
you know, when you go get into this, it's,
you have your other responsibilities. So, you know, I have a family. At that point, I was, when I started, I was a single person, and I have, you know, children, and I have my job, but I have my bills. So it was really, I had to really sit down and, you know, decide what am I going to do and how am I going to do it to make this a reality.
Yeah. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Elizabeth, I have a question for you. What's the biggest sacrifice you had to make? Because you went and from what I'm hearing, it seems like there were a lot of sacrifices that had to take place. Like you're saying, you didn't have the computer. You know, you have family and the money thing. What was the biggest sacrifice that you feel as a writer you had to make to get your book out?
Because of the money that I had to put, like, toward editing, the editor was the first step that I took. Once the book was completed, I knew that I wanted to have it published. I had to find an editor. And I went through a series of editors, and I was blessed to find, you know, an editor through a friend. And it was her first project, my first project, so we stuck it out together. But I had to, because I was due to relocate. I've relocated since then, but I had to put all of that on hold because it was like, where do I put the money? And so I said, well, I'm going to put it toward this, and I'll relocate in the future. I have now, and I've been here for a year now, but I had to put that on hold initially, you know, so I can move forward. And I don't regret it. Like, even now, when it came down to the publisher, you know, everything has to be rearranged. You know, but I feel that it's worth it. I'm excited. I have other books in mind. So all I can do is pray that I made the best decision and that I will continue on this path and do well.
Yeah, I really love the book from page one, and you wrote it a little differently. I've seen a few more authors writing it this way, where you give each of the major characters their own chapter or their own, it's written in first person, I should say, through the eyes of that person, you know. So it wasn't necessarily that each person got a new chapter. It was that when you would tell the chapter through one person's eyes and then change over to the other person's eyes, but within the same chapter sometimes. But you knew who was speaking.
Right.
You know. Now, why did you do it that way?
You know, it just, when I sat down and I started to write, because it was so many notes, I put on the top of, you know, the page, this person was talking, this person was dealing with this issue. So when it came down for me to sit and to, you know, put it, you know, in my laptop and write it on the computer, I just, you know, headed each, you know, person's story like that. You know, each time, you know, a person, you know, was going through a situation or they were speaking in first person, it just flowed like that for me. And now working on my second book, I like the way that it worked, that, you know, worked out, so I have continued to do that.
Now, who, you said that you got an editor through a friend. Who, I don't know if you want to say their name or not, but how pleased were you? I know that you said, I know the copy that I had isn't your final edit. So how pleased were you once you got it back with your layout, your cover, you know, all of those types of things? Were you pleased?
I am pleased with the editor. Like I said, it was her first project. It was my first project. And me and her, we went through, it was rocky. It was rocky because it was both of our first projects and we were both just feeling our way through. I definitely intend to use her again. I was pleased with, you know, the service that she provided, and, you know, I was pleased with her patience from, you know, me not knowing very much and vice versa. So it worked out well for us. And because it was her first project, it was more affordable than a lot of other editors that I had inquired about.
Yeah, because editing is expensive. I mean, I had posted in Carly Dean's chat room $400 for editing, and she was like, where are you getting editing done for $400? She's like, that's cheap.
Right.
So, I mean, that right there goes, it's, you know, it's
right.
Expensive.
I saw
and your
that,
book is 200 and something pages.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that in editors that I had reached out to, the price was way more than I can afford, even with the strictest budget. you know. And so that's what I said. It definitely stalled me because I kind of felt depleted. Like, oh my, you know, I'm ready to pursue this, and I'm not going to be able to do so, you know, due to finances, or it was going to take me a very long time. And at that time, I already knew going in that I didn't want to self-publish because I knew that there was so much that I didn't know. So I wanted to be with the publishing company where somebody can guide me through the steps and basically talk me through it. Like, and I'm the type of person, I have lots of questions. So I wanted to know, well, what is this and how does this work and how do we go from here? So I needed somebody to, you know, walk me through it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad that everything worked out for you. I know you get into those positions, like you said, your first time, her first time, and sometimes it works out, and sometimes you end up with someone who's doing their first time, and it ends up being, you know, not such a good because they don't kind of know what they should be looking at, and, you know, so I'm glad that everything worked out for you. Now, not to give too much away on your story, how there was, like I said, the book has a lot of different ins and outs in it. You know, you find yourself looking at Leslie when she gets involved with the married man and wondering what in the heck is she thinking. You know, because at first I thought, okay, you know, it didn't go the way I thought it was going to do. I'm going to say that. Because, you know, at first glance when I read it, I'm going to go back to the beginning, you know, when she's at the little beginning, I can't bring myself to pray about this man or this situation we're in because I'm ashamed. She's been married for 10 years. While I've been in a relationship for 6, this is why I'm ashamed. And I thought that meant she had been dating him for the 6 years that he was married.
Okay.
So I was like, So when I read it, and then I understood, no, wait, she's been in a relationship outside of him.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in a relationship for 6 years. He's been married for 10 years, and now those two entities are both cheating on their spouses, basically.
Right.
So then it was like, girl, you going from princess to being somebody's princess to somebody's side chick?
Other woman.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Right.
But,
go ahead. And a lot of, you know, I expect that a lot of people will go into the book thinking that because, you know, that's, you know, the logical thing to think is like, why would she do that? But, you know, I guess as the story goes on, there's no justification for cheating ever. But I believe that when people read it, they will see, you know, what brought her to that point.
Yeah, I mean, you do become, although we do say there's never, a reasoning for cheating, especially he's married, he's committed, you know, so he definitely doesn't have any type of excuse, you know, and although she may not be married, you know, she is in a committed long-term relationship, 6 years, you know, so definitely no excuses. But you do kind of get a sense of how she fell into it, kind of, you know, though you do question her choice. but you do kind of get a sense of why, you know, you do kind of understand, you know, why it happened and everything. But, you know, the question does. But then at the end, it brings up that, you know, that point of all the stuff that she goes through, you know, all of those
the whole dynamics of the relationship with both of these men. So it's like that's like the yin and the yang. It's like to be inside of her relationship with Kendrick and inside of her relationship with Lincoln and all the feelings that she feels for both of these people and what they bring to the table.
Yeah, she... talking.
Hello?
Tony's talking, and we can't hear him again. I'm like, wait, and it's funny because I didn't say anything because I can hear him talking. I'm like, he's in the other room so that we don't get the feedback on the telephone. So I can hear him talking.
Yeah,
but
I don't hear him
talking in the phone.
Oh, my goodness. It's not the week for this phone, I tell you. Sorry about that. Elizabeth, I have a question for you. With the writing that we do with authors, we do get engrossed from time to time into our writing. How difficult were there any points in the book that were difficult for you to write, or where you had difficulty with the concept meshing with the storyline?
Not difficult. There's a character in the book that really doesn't have a name, and her name is just her throughout the book. And writing the parts where, and her is Kendrick's wife, those parts were very real to me. The whole situation was very real. So I can't say that it was very difficult, but it was it brought out a lot for me and on a personal level. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So are you saying that you dabbled into the personal a little bit?
I'm saying that all the characters are based on people that I know. So I guess it's all personal in a sense. But like I said, no one character is based on one particular person. It's several people, and that I incorporated, you know, into the character to make it who I wanted it to be, and to make it, you know, I guess a good book.
Wow. Is there any way you could do like a connection to this book? Is that
do a what?
Future? Is there any way you do like a sequel to this at all in any way, shape, or form? Any of the other characters? Or?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Love Torn Asunder, out of the characters, there's a character Divine. And then there's a character by the name of Her.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those characters, I intend to write books based on, you know, to go on from their story. The book that I'm working on right now currently is about Divine. And it basically goes from where her, you know, story left off on in Love Torn Asunder, and it goes on. So, yeah, I have more, you know, that I, you know, when I was writing, you know, I would say about midpoint through the writing, I knew that I was going to, you know, branch off. So I would like it to be a series, like a three-part series.
Okay.
Now, why, that was one thing I wanted to ask you. Why did you not name her,
who is
Kendrick's wife? Why did you not give her a name? She's just referred to as Her.
The beginning, that wasn't intentional. I was always going to give her a name, and I was just like, okay, I'll think, you know, a name will come to me. And then as I continued on, and I realized that there was so much more that I had to get out and to say about these two women, I decided to leave it at that because the book that I intend to write based on her and her situation, you know, I will name her then. So I just left it at that because that's just, you know, when I was writing, that's just how it all formulated and came about.
And it flowed. It was just, I won't say weird, but it wasn't weird because it flowed. You know,
mm-hmm.
it was what we would say, you know, he's with her. You know,
right.
He's going home to her, you know.
Right.
But then it was like even he called her, you know. Even
right,
Kendrick,
that's what,
you know, when
he
was talking
speaking,
about her.
It was like when they were in, you know, when they were together, he was speaking, so he didn't have to address her, or he addressed her by a pet name, like most men do to their wives, girlfriends, significant others. So it wasn't hard to leave, you know, her name out of the book. But, when I got down to it, I said, you know, there will definitely be another part, and it will be about, you know, her story and, you know, everything. So that's why I said at that point, she will get a name.
Wow.
So with the next book, are you going to go into more depth into their relationship, Kendrick and his wife's, or more just into her story with their, because
it'll be,
you know, their
it'll be both. It'll be about their relationship, but it'll be a lot more about her backstory, you know. And,
okay.
But that's not the the next one I intend to come out with. I am, like, writing about Divine's story now.
Okay. Okay. And Divine and, or Delilah, Divine slash Delilah.
Right.
And Kendrick are cousins, and Delilah is the stripper, you know, who's making oodles of money.
Yeah.
You know, she's at the good strip club. You know, she ain't making dollars.
Right.
You know,
she's,
but
she's definitely,
you know,
doing
she,
well.
Yeah, she's a high class stripper, and you know, she has a lifestyle that, you know, Lincoln doesn't like his woman hanging with, or because he views her as, you know, a little bit above. And I know this is your best friend, y'all been friends forever, but you know, Delilah Divine Leslie, their friendship, because they're so different, I think. It's a realistic. I found myself wanting to hate Divine for, like, towards the end of the book, the way she started to view Leslie, you know, thinking, you know, saying that she thought Leslie thought she was better than her, and things like that. And you can see that happening with that kind of dynamic of a friendship where one has gone on and done certain types of things. She's got the job, and she's pursuing the more mainstream lifestyle. You know, she's got the good man in her life. You know, she's making some mistakes with her relationship with Kendrick. But, you know, she's still, for the most part, mainstream, where Delilah has chosen a lifestyle that's, you know, a little bit more frowned upon, I'll say.
Right.
You know, and where that, where the, you know, but, I mean, overall, they did have a, you know, they could talk about each other, they could laugh at each other, they could call each other all types of names and fuss at each other, and then really quickly snap out of it and be like, you know what, look, we're friends, we ain't going to argue, let's not do this.
Right,
you know,
right.
And then towards the end, it seemed more, you know, where Leslie felt like, you know, maybe Delilah was not being such a good friend, and where Delilah felt like, well, maybe Leslie now thinks she's better than me because she got a good man, and, you know, you can kind of see that happening.
Right, it happens. It happens in friendships all the time, and you, especially if you've been friends with a person for a very long period of time, and you feel like we have this connection because we've been friends for so long. But it's true what they say. Sometimes you are just friends with somebody for a season. They bring something into your life, and then it's meant to move on. And you have to know when to let that friendship go because it's become destructive.
Yeah. I think you definitely, Rhea is saying that she's heard great things about your character development. And I will say that you, and I will agree with that. I thought that you developed your characters very well. You explained who they were, you know, how they knew each other, and they evolved realistically throughout the story. You know, things progressed with the characters. Their conversation was realistic. The only thing that caught me by surprise and it just kind of jumped out at me, because I knew she drank, Lisa. You know, she had been to the club, but she wasn't a club person per se, the way it sounded. You know, she wasn't like Delilah.
Right.
You know, so the one time that she sparked up with Kendrick, I was like, oh, and she smokes too?
Yes, I feel like Divine's character from the beginning, she's slowly spiraling out of control, you know, and self-destructing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there anything that you would do different with the characters? Is there anything you would change?
You know, I wouldn't, because when it came down to the book being published, the book was, you know, it was very long, and because of that, we had to make, you know, changes, and that was heartbreaking to me to have to make changes. When I wrote the book and I read the book, and of course I read the book many, many times, there's nothing that I would change. There's not a character that I would change. I told the story that was in my heart that I felt needed to be told, and I wouldn't change anything.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah, that is.
I don't think I would. I'm not the author, but I read it. I don't think, you know, I loved all your characters. You know, I love.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me because I'm so nervous. And I wasn't nervous in the beginning. I was like, I'm so anxious for everybody to read it and give me feedback, and I still am. Like, I want feedback because more than anything, I want to, you know, grow and do better and better. So I want to hear the good and the bad. But the closer I get, the more anxious I am, and I have little butterflies. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. And until it's actually out, are you doing pre-sales at this moment, or are you waiting until the 30th?
I am waiting until the 30th, and the pre-sales on the 30th start through emerastarpress.net through my publishing company, and then on my website that I have established, pre-sales will start on the 18th. And the book, you know, officially comes out on April the 30th, and it'll be available in Kindle. And I'm just excited about everything, and I can't believe that it's here and it's going to be out.
I bet. You know, it's the greatest feeling once you've taken, like you said, your baby and took it from an idea in your head and all the stuff that you went through, writing on paper and going to the, you know, the library and borrowing laptops and you know,
yes,
searching down all of the research, how to get it out, who to look for, who to do this, who to do that. And once it's in book form, and when you get that first box of books to your door, you know,
I can't wait for that.
Such an unbelievable, girl. The truck pulled up in front of me. I was jumping up and down screaming. You know, it's like Christmas. You know,
right.
Every
little detail that we get closer to, I'm just ecstatic, and then I get the nervous energy. So it's like both.
It'll be good. Once you get that book in your hand, and then, you know, like you said, once you get it and you can look at it and it's tangible, and now you can go to people and be like, okay, now it's here. I looked at it. I love it. You know, everything is perfect, you know. And like I said, it's a learning process, you know. So you can only go up from here. And that we're not gonna say the other half of that. You can only go up from here.
Right.
You know,
and
there's nowhere to go. We all learn, you know, even the best of them, they have, you know, 50 million people behind the scenes, and even some of their books aren't perfect. You know,
right.
So
right.
We self-published authors, we are doing everything on the ground floor level, and
mm-hmm.
we are putting out some, you know, some really good products. So we have to be proud of our accomplishments, and we learn as we go, and, you know, we take the good with the bad, and we just, and, you know, and we learn from it.
And that's all you can do, and that's what I said. I said from this, coming in from this perspective, like you said, coming from the ground up, it's a lot of hard work. But I know that for future books, that I have, you know, the knowledge that I've gained, and I know going into each project, I know a little bit more.
Yes.
Now, with
yes.
everything that you've learned, now, I mean, you put it to the grind. You actually
mm-hmm.
did your grind on this thing. You had to mm-hmm. you had to make the sacrifices. You did whatever it took by any means. You know, you learned some valuable lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you would be, what would you tell somebody who's at that stage that you were at in the beginning, knowing what you know now, knowing all the lessons that you acquired or you learned from, what would you
mm-hmm.
tell them now?
Is to don't get excited about the first person that says they'll publish your book. Ask questions. Go in with a game plan. I suggest that you type your questions out, write your questions out, and definitely being on Facebook, all of these groups that are dedicated to authors, writers, publishers, readers, read those questions, scan those questions, see what other people are asking, the answers that they're receiving, and see how that applies to you and your situation. I have a blog that I started a blog when I started writing, probably a couple of months after I started writing. To basically, it's like a journal of what I went through on a personal level, like me not having a computer, you know, me dealing with the kids and time to write and me losing sleep because I would be up all night and then having to go to work And then I have it on the perspective on a professional level, where seeking an editor and the finances, and I have a couple of blog posts about questions that you should ask and the pros and cons of going through self-publishing or going through a smaller publishing company or, you know, looking for going to a bigger publishing company and the hurdles that you might face. So, you know, and there's pros and cons to each, you know. So you just have to determine what's best for you and go at it at that angle. But do not be excited about the first offer. You know, seek other offers and then sit down and really think about, you know, what's going to benefit you and your project and go from there.
Yes.
And
we got
every experience is a learning experience.
Oh, yeah, every, definitely. We got a caller, so I'm going to bring our caller on the line.
Hello?
On the line.
Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Hi, my name is William Frederick Cooper. I'm sort of a seasoned veteran at this, and just listening to you, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I've published many times over. I'm with Zane's
mm-hmm.
imprint, and I would just happen to, you know, just was surfing Facebook, and I saw that you were coming out with a new book, your first book, and I was just mm-hmm. sitting here listening to a lot of the things that you were saying. And it reminded me of when I first got published many, many years ago. About 10 years ago, I went the self-publishing route. And everything that you have said was accurate. I wouldn't change a thing. I am, first and foremost, I'm very proud to welcome you to our literary family. And, again, like you said, don't think anything negative. All you think is positive. And what I would tell you as a writer, somebody that's just starting out, please learn the craft, because there are so many people self-published and published who are bastardizing our
mm-hmm.
literature. And, you know, just bastardizing our literature. And all I would suggest to you is just to learn the craft. It is a beautiful thing when you write a book, and
mm-hmm.
it's a beautiful thing when you proceed even more and you learn how to make words dance and say what you want them to say and learn
mm-hmm.
tricks like alliteration and start your sentences with verbs and doing things. And, you know, I was just listening, and I just felt so excited for you. You know, I can't wait for you, you know, that day to just open your first case of books, because I remember years ago when I took the self-publishing route and I opened my first case, then it was pretty interesting. It was a pretty interesting experience, and I'm just so excited for you.
Thank you so much. That really means the world to me. But, yeah, like you were saying is, know your craft, and that's all I can pray and hope for is that with each project I grow. And thank you so much. I'm so appreciative of your work.
Hey, listen, what you need to do also is don't be scared to ask some of those old vets that you see online, like Jessica Wright Tillis, myself, Donna Hill, or people like that. Don't be scared to ask them questions about even the craft or promotional things, you know,
mm-hmm.
because we're in the family. We're in a family,
right.
And sometimes it can be a little dysfunctional. You know, some people
right.
are sipping on a haterade and doing whatever they're doing because they're about themselves. But we're all keepers of a flame in terms of a legacy that Richard Wright, Ralph Ellison, James Baldwin, and others have provided for us. And in order for us to keep this thing going and keep this thing going with quality, we have to help one another. So,
right.
like I said, you'll see me on Facebook. Matter of fact, I think I accepted you as a friend today, you and host. And, you know, if you have any questions on anything or how to do anything, feel free to hit me up. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, just welcome to the literary family.
Thank you so much.
Not a
problem. That was really nice. What was your name again?
I am beaming.
Oh, my name is William Frederick Cooper. I write for Zane's Publishing Company. You know, I've done some things. I've been in this for a minute, so.
We have to have you on our show then.
That would be nice. I would be on. It would be an honor. But you know, I'm just so happy for her when I saw, you know, I heard her excitement when she was talking about her book Torn Asunder, and I can
mm-hmm.
relate to friendships going in different directions. And I think the host had said something about people being in your life a season sometimes. And you know, I was just listening to it, and I felt your excitement and innocence of the literary, how you're just coming into it, and the excitement and the struggles, too, that you experience. Because, Lord, tell me, I slept on office floors. I received 70 rejection letters. Tell me black men aren't supposed to write like me and all kinds of stuff. And had I listened to all of that, I wouldn't have done some of the things I've done. And, you know, I'm just offering my encouragement to somebody starting out, because I know that it's not always easy, but you've done it. And now you're going to continue to give birth to other children, and you're going to continue to help our community with who you are and what you do. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, congratulations.
I am beaming, and thank you so much. Like, you have made my day, my week. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Like I said, please, please reach out to us old heads.
I will.
Please reach out to us old heads. I mean, because there's so many people that, you know, I don't know if you heard some of the stories about how cutthroat sometimes this can be, because it can be if you're running into selfish people that don't realize that what God has for somebody, no one can take away. But there are some of us that love what we do and love the fact that we can help others achieve success or even, you know, just achieve success. There are plenty of book clubs. There are plenty of vehicles. There are plenty of people that you can meet that will help you and offer advice. And do not be scared to ask. Don't be scared to ask a Victoria Christopher Murray. Don't be scared to ask a Donna Hill. Don't be scared to ask a Jessica Wright Tillis. Don't be scared to ask me. Don't be scared to ask Zane. Don't be scared to ask some of us, because we can't help you. And we want to see nothing.
And I won't, and I appreciate that, because it is really nervous when you're new and you want to reach out. But I appreciate that, and I will. I will definitely take you up on that.
Let me tell you a quick story, and this will let you give you an idea of when you know you're doing something that you're supposed to be doing starting out. I remember when I first started, I went to a conference in Atlanta in 2000, and I was at a writer's conference. I was so scared to read my first book. My first book was called 6 Days in January. I was so scared to read an excerpt of that book in front of anybody, because I was so scared that people wouldn't like it or anything like that. So a teacher had a class, and she made me read it in front of a lot of, you know, a lot of the romance authors, a lot of the heavy hitters. And I heard a silence when I read it, and it was a silence that told me I have something. I have something. And sure enough, 11 years later, after getting nominated for awards and making bestsellers lists, it let me know I have something. And now you have something that you want to share to the world. And do it with all, scream from the mountaintops, and do it with all the pride that you have.
Right.
This is your baby, and you worked hard on it, and you did everything you had to do on it, you know, and you scream from the mountaintops. You know, you're
right. Seeing
from the mountaintops the good things that you're trying to do. And again, welcome to the family. I just
want to call you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, William, for calling in. That's so wonderful of you.
That is.
God bless you. I just want you to do well. You guys take care, all right?
You too. Enjoy your evening.
And your book comes out, Torn Asunder, comes out April 30th, right?
It comes out April the 30th, yes.
Okay, I definitely will be getting a copy from Amazon. Are you in New York?
I am not. I'm from New York, but I am currently in South Carolina.
Oh, okay. I was down in South Carolina, too. My last book talked about Spartanburg a little bit. But Yeah, so what I'll do is, like I said, what I can do is I would love to I'll just send you an email on Facebook.
Please,
and what I
do
is when I get a copy of the book, I will definitely send it down to you, because I want an autographed copy. And I just want to say again, congratulations, and just welcome to the family. And, you know,
you're
welcome with open arms and love, okay? You guys take care and keep doing what you're doing with the radio show, too, because we need you guys to support us now.
Thank you. We will.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye. That was awesome. We got a few more callers. Liz, we're going to get to you too. That was wonderful. Caller from the 312 area code. You are on the air.
Hi, this is Rhea. How are you?
Hi, Rhea.
Hi,
Rhea.
I basically called in to say yay. excited
going,
for her. And you know what? I got a lot of nerve because I kind of feel like I done went along this journey with her, and I ain't went through nothing she done went through. But
No, Rhea, you've been with me like every step of the way.
I am so happy for her, and I'm actually reading it now. My sinuses are giving me the holy hex, so I didn't get as much reading done as I wanted to yesterday. But I'm looking forward to it. I've heard fabulous things about this book. And I'm diving into it. This is actually going to be my first public book review for Maddie's Periodical.
Mm-hmm. Wow, cool.
Yeah. So I'm excited. This is her first book and my first book review for the Periodical. So some kind of connection there. Yeah, I'm just making it along the way. No. I want to say congratulations.
Amazing during this whole thing. Whenever I'm panicking, I inbox Rhea, text Rhea, and she has been such a blessing and a help, and I'm so thankful that I came in contact with her. So I've come in contact with a lot of great people on Facebook. I met you and Tony, and everything is just falling into place, and I couldn't have imagined it, you know, turning out any better.
I always say Rhea, and then I hear everybody else saying Rhea, and then I still say Rhea. So,
you know, I do the same thing. I go back and forth.
I'm just blonde. The E is first. But she's wonderful. I feel the same way about her, you know, ever since. And, you know, I met her and I talked to her. She's always been a supporter. Way back when we were doing the show, you know, last year she was a supporter. Anytime you talk to her when I was doing my poems, which I haven't done that much on Facebook, she would always comment on them. You know, sometimes you just run into some wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she happens to be one of those wonderful people. And Lisa, that's in the chat room, you know, I talked to her. Donna Clark sent me to her. And that same night we had a show, and that same night she joined on a show. And ever since then, if we have a show, she's there. You know, so sometimes just get linked up with, you know, wonderful, supportive people.
I want to say I'm not in the chat because for some reason it won't let me in the chat. But everybody in the chat, hi.
The one thing I do want to share and I want to commend her on outside of everything else is the information that she parted with on her blog in regard to people seeking information and things like that. One of the things that I have noticed, not everybody is willing to share information.
Mm-mm.
And some of those that are more popular, more, I'm not saying all, I never said that, but some of those that are probably more popular and things like that, not everybody is willing to share information. And the fact that she took the time to put those questions that new authors should ask potential publishers and things such as that on her blog, that alone will ease a new writer in gaining the necessary knowledge they need because now they got a base floor for which to build on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely commend her for that because, and I do know that because I've sent like about 6-7 people there myself, and I'm like, those are good questions to start with, but then at least if you know where to start, then you can just build, and you know some of the things that you need to do, and about her charting her journey, it just, that place of nothing or not knowing which way to start or which way to go can be kind of confusing sometimes and discouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
To pick up, you know, like to be able to go to that blog and see something like that, it's like, oh, okay, wait a minute. At least I know I can begin here. You know, it just, it's a humongous help, and I commend her for doing that, as I said at the time she did it.
Thank you. Yeah. I wanted to because it is, like you said, everybody is not willing to, you know, share knowledge, and I just wanted to, whatever I, you know, learned or, you know, went through, I wanted to put it out because if you know just that little, you know, that little bit, it could take you so far. And as I said, these questions that I put are a base, but, you know, from there, build on the questions, and you should never be, because I was scared to ask. Like, I felt like, am I stepping on somebody's toes? I didn't want people to think I was questioning their professionalism. But me being new, I want you, you know, tell me, you know, give me what I'm asking for. So, you know, we can both move on from there. So I didn't want to be taken advantage of because of my newness. And so, you know, all new authors don't, you know, don't jump on the first thing and don't be afraid to say, okay, I'm not sure about this. You know, walk me through why this is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, William calling in was definitely big and opening up that dialogue and that invitation to definitely reach out. I think a lot of the new authors, up-and-coming authors, even once you put out one book, you don't have all the answers. And I think even, you know, 3-4 books, you may not have all the answers, you know, and we become scared, like you said, you know, to ask the more experienced authors because you don't know how they're going to take it. Are they going to feel like, and, you know, even as he said, you know, you do hear those war stories that people are cutthroat and they don't want to share information. And, you know, it's kind of a back and forth. You get those that are willing to share, and then you get those that want to share, but they also want you, the author, to do a little bit of legwork, you know, and not just ask for the information, but also go out and look and, you know, maybe come back and say, well, look, I'm kind of stuck between this and this. You know, I found out this much information, but I'm kind of stuck on where, you know. So it's kind of, it's, you know, it's a thin line all around.
It is, because even when seeking knowledge from somebody else, this putting a book out is work. You know, you, the author, regardless of if you have a company that's backing you, whether it's small or big, you have to market, promote, research, and know what you're doing, and you have to go in, you know, you have to go in there with a level head and say, okay, I have to know these different factors in order to make, you know, my project good. So that's what I'm saying. This is, you know, my first project, and all I can do is say, I hope this is good, and each project will get better.
Yes. That's all we can do. You know, we can, we all have to have a starting base. You know, we all start from somewhere, and then you grow from there. You know, I think that that is the best thing that we can do. Rhea, I'm going to bring Lisa on. You can stay on. Would you want me to leave you on?
No, no. Put me back in the queue. Well, actually, I'm going to go back to the chat room.
Thank you, Rhea.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Rhea.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Tony, you still there?
I'm still here. I am still here. I'm looking at the minute. I'm enjoying this show. I really am. Because you don't get that support often, you know. A lot of times we go out there and it's like people just don't support, and we've had this conversation on the shows about, you know, how you don't get the support, but it's beautiful when you actually can see and hear the support that's going on. It's a beautiful thing.
Imagine how all great we could all be if everybody just pushed one another to do so much better in those encouraging words.
Oh, wow. What a totally different place it would be if overall. I want to make sure we got a couple of people in the room. Wanted to make sure they said hi to you. The dubbed spot, you know, Ray is in there. Lisa's in there. We got a few guests that are in there and a few listeners that are just listening but not necessarily logged in. But they're still listening. So
right,
thank
I'm
you
sorry,
to all of
I
our
can't
listeners.
Get in the chat with everybody. Thank you.
That's okay. They're there. Lisa is on the phone, though. Lisa, hello. Our new friend.
Y'all was
Lisa.
Good. Was good.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, y'all. First of all, I got to stop and show y'all love. You know that. And Elizabeth, man, me and you been through some stuff. But let me tell you something. I listen to all this, and I hear from authors, because y'all already know I promote, what, over 1,900 of them? Mm-hmm. Plus 30 rappers. But the first thing I've got to say is the editing is a must. It's a must, because if I get one more book in here, I swear to God, that's not edited properly. And I get books all day, every day. Everybody knows that. That's the first thing. Your cover sells your book. That's the second thing. And get your stuff copyrighted and you know, really protect your work. Because too many times, like she was saying, and like I had an author on the other night, that went through so much hell because she got with the wrong publishing company. She thought she was going to take the cheaper way to do it, and she ended up getting screwed, lawsuits and everything else. But with that being said, I have an announcement to make, and this is the first show I'm going to make it on.
Uh-oh.
And Elizabeth knows. Elizabeth knows because I told her today.
Okay.
Elizabeth, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I do. I'm excited about your announcement. I'm happy
okay.
for you.
Okay. First of all, I merged with G Street Chronicles. I'm now the vice president with G Street. And second, I found, y'all don't know what I did this weekend. I found my store on Saturday.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's right. You were talking about that.
Okay, but y'all don't know what I'm doing for my authors and my rappers. It's not just your typical, you know, little 1,000-foot bookstore. It is now word on the street at G Street. At G Street, Southern Lights. Now, there's a reason for it. This
okay.
store is not 1,000 feet. It's 5,700 square feet.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wait. It's on the main street of Buckhead, which is urban money, strictly urban money over there. It's big money. It's like the biggest area in Atlanta. Elizabeth know what I'm talking about because as soon as I told
yes.
her, she was like, what? Not
wow.
on, now, wait, y'all, because I had to make this on your show because I'm going to make it on mine tonight, too, but, like, I really wanted this to be the first one because Elizabeth has been on the chat with me for, listening to me for about 2 hours because I've been so excited. Now, okay, so now you look at 5,700 square feet in a strip mall, okay, on the main strip of Buckhead, Georgia. You go to the center of the store, the front of, like, the center part of the store, you've got my bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
On the right side of the store, you've got the cafe, which is actually going to be a cross between Starbucks and a banquet hall. Now go to the left. Now go to the left side of the store, G Street Chronicles Book Fulfillment Center. Go to the back
wow.
of the store. You've got two offices, and then I put a studio in for my rappers.
Wow.
It's going to be great, Lisa. I'm happy
The
for
architect
you.
Comes tomorrow. He knows everything I want to do, and it's all getting lined up. And I should be open for business with it and events and book signings within, I'm going to say, no later than 60 days. Construction is going to start
wow.
in 10 days.
Congratulations.
That's incredible. That's great.
And like, when I called JM, and when I called, you know, because JM is my mentor, and so is Kason at Novelties, and they both just shut their stores down. And when I told them what I did, they were like, Lisa, are you serious? Ain't nobody could think to do some stuff like that. But I'm always going to rep my authors, my rappers, my hood. You know, because I'm from Newark. And they be like, Lise, you going to get so big you ain't going to know what to do with yourself. It don't matter because best believe I know where I came from. I came from Newark. I came out of jail and everything else. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. And Elizabeth's books will be in the building.
There you go. See,
there you go, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
There you go, Liz.
You know, I
wow.
appreciate you and your support.
You know, and I got mad love for y'all, and it just... Like, I hear people talking and what we're doing and just, like, the support has got to be there for each other because if we don't support each other, who the hell is going to?
True.
For real.
True.
Who the hell is going to support
us? That's the
us?
Bottom line right there. Yep.
It's about
That's
support.
That's the bottom line.
Everybody
right.
knows, what, 1,900 authors and 30 rappers I support and have in my network, and I'm real picky about who comes into my network. You just can't have your name out there and say you're in my network. No. Because just like I talk to y'all on the phone, and I've talked to every single one of you, that's exactly how I am. You have to come correct, hard, and the truth. And if you don't, just fall your ass back because you ain't getting in my network, I'll delete you quick. I'll delete you quick. And if you're not in my network, you got a problem because I'm the first one that started an urban author network. Nobody had, they didn't have that. They didn't have that before me. And I started that, what, last October. Not this past October, the October before that. I started with a request from one author. And somehow when I moved to Georgia, last January, I had 200 authors. Now look at me. And I promote, I go on with y'all like 18 to 20 hours a day. And the talk shows and everything else. But I just want everybody to know, like, for real, don't just get into anything. And I know, like, up-and-coming authors, you know, they they're not cutting corners. They're just trying to find the cheapest way to do it, but not understanding in the game you're going to get taken advantage of. You're really going to get taken advantage of. And that's the sad part. That's the sad part about it. And then you get, you know, and then don't put personal beefs in it, because I don't know if y'all notice, like, you don't see no drama on my page. You really don't. Because if I see some drama somewhere,
that's the one thing you need. Yeah. Keep your business, and your personal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. That's something that's
definitely
real important. Because you will never, I mean, I don't care, I'll tell you the truth, I don't care how bad a book is that I get in with the editing or the cover or whatever, you will never see me post nothing bad about that book, but best believe they're going to get an inbox from me like, are you really trying to sell this on the streets? Get it correct. Get it correct. So, but yeah, with that being said, y'all, I just wanted to stop by and show love. And, you know, I got love for Rhea, too. Rhea's crazy. She has seen me be on shows with authors and have to basically end up taking over the show to pull the authors out of their shell because they'd be shy. Don't be shy about what you do. I'm learning. Like, I've got people trying to actually interview me now, and I'm like, hold up, I'm used to being on the other side of the fence. I don't know how to talk about myself. But I'm starting to get there. So this is kind of some practice for me too, y'all. You just didn't know.
All right.
But with that being said, I'm going to let y'all go. I'm going to charge my phone back up because at 8 o'clock I got to do my show. Word on the street in the building, though. But I'll be in the chat room.
We'll be there.
I will
all
be
right.
In the chat room.
Thank you, Lisa.
Always, Elizabeth. And I can't wait to get my copy.
Lisa.
I cannot wait to get my copy. I really can't. And I will have it.
I can't wait.
And then you know how I'm going to blast it out. It's a damn shame.
I know.
Shame.
But I wanted to say something that Lisa reminded me of about the book cover. I want to say something about the book cover because I love my book cover. And I want to thank Jerome Rowe and Sharon. They both worked on my book cover. And I'm thankful for that, too, because I didn't want to do the typical book cover. So I'm very pleased with my cover as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was the other question I was going to ask you. How did you come up with that concept? It's an artwork instead of, you know, and we're seeing this more. This is another thing that's growing, is the art instead of the picture being the book covers.
Yeah, I when I, you know, visualized the book cover, it wasn't, you know, initially a drawing. It was a person, you know, just a person's face, and I knew that I wanted it to be like a torn picture, and it kind of just, Jerome, who is my fiancé, said, I'll sketch it out for you, and then when he sketched it out, I said, I want it to look just like that. I want it to be the drawing. So it took a lot of back and forth, but we were able to make it, you know, a reality, and I love it. So now, of course, I want all my book covers to be hand-drawn. I don't know if that's going to, you know, come about. But I'm happy with it because some people said that, you know, hand-drawn book covers don't do well in this market. So that kind of, I was nervous about that, but I knew what I wanted and I had a vision, so I didn't want to deter from my, you know, my vision. I had to just believe that what I wanted was right for my project.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of, you know, that is what we have to do. We have to take that risk sometimes and go with that leap of faith that your readers will love what you love.
Right, right.
You know, everything that we do is a leap of faith. Even when you do a photo, you know, you still have to hope that people get it.
Talk about photos. I love your book cover.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
It is beautiful. I love just the name of the book. I love it.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I was so nervous when I did this is the third book cover because I went with Lulu, like I said, first. So I did their post art or whatever it's called, stock art cover. and a girl where I happened to live back in Massachusetts, she had a poetry book, and we had the exact same cover. So I had to change it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And, well, it was like, it ended up being like 10 people that I knew around the country that had the same cover that went through Lulu. So I definitely had to change it, especially when it turned out that someone in my same city had it, and we were both working the same network, you know, selling our books. So it'd be two books on the table that looked exactly, you know, hers was like 150 and mine was 250 pages, but the covers are the same. So we both changed our covers. And, you know, when I finally learned the whole professional cover aspect of it, then we came up with this one. But I was so nervous. They were like, put your face on the picture. I was like, put my picture on the cover of a book?
It's great. I love it. I really do. When I think of, you know, good book covers, I'm like, it's a great book cover. So,
thank you. Yeah. That was always one of my fears, is it going to stand up? You know, is it going to stand up to everyone else's?
It is.
In the industry covers. Thank you. Oh, yeah. So I posted your website in the chat room. The Wix. And what was your other one? I know you had said another one.
No, I have a blog, too, and my blog is www.writingtorn.blogspot.com.
Blogspot.com. Okay.
And that's where you can find, that's like my journal. That's where you can find the questions that Rhea was talking about. That I have.
Okay.
I have some poems on there. I have a little bit of everything on there. That's my like my smorgasbord. But I have everything that I went through from the beginning, you know, to now. I'll post this interview. I post all my blog interviews on there.
Oh, cool.
So,
See, that's something. Now, how do you like Blogspot? Because I was having this discussion with someone the other day about how to start a blog and all the different sites that you can start blogs on. Weebly does one, Blogspot does one. There were two other ones that they said. How did you like setting yours up through them?
I like Blogspot. My mother-in-law told me about them, and she was explaining to me the whole AdSense aspect of it. So I like it. You know, I'm able to post, I do poll questions. I'm able to post my blog talk interviews. I have a video on there that I posted from YouTube. So I personally like it. I don't know, because this is called Writing Torn, because originally the name of the book was just Torn. And like you said, I found out that there are several books in different genres by the name of Torn. So I couldn't think of the book being any other name, so I just elaborated on, you know, the name just Torn and went from there. But, you know, I don't know if I'm going to do another blog for my next book or if I'm just going to, you know, keep going on with, you know, with this one. But I think with each book, I would like to do a different blog because it'll be a different experience for each book. But I like it. I haven't looked into the other networks for blogs, so I really can't speak, you know, about them.
Yeah, I haven't. And I've seen a lot of people's blogs and gone to them and never thought of doing one. I just did my first one with Weebly, and then I went to somebody else's, and they had the little button where you could follow them and sign in. And I was like, I don't have that.
But I have that on mine. You could, and also every time I post in Blogspot, it posts directly to my Facebook automatically. Like I don't have to, you know, bring it over. It automatically posts.
Oh, see, yeah, and that's why I was thinking, okay, I may have to go and get, Lisa says goodnight. She's getting ready to go and set up her show. She's going to tell you she loves you.
Oh, love you, Lisa. Thank you.
I didn't, when I saw the other one and I saw that you could do that, I was like, oh, I may have to switch over and do another one.
Facebook, it's called, I believe it's Networker Blog. And with that, you can connect your Blogspot to your Facebook. So every time you post in your Blogspot, it'll automatically go to your Facebook. And then it's also in that, you know, that application. So everybody that has that application will also see that you have a new blog post. So that's good as well.
Okay. See, yeah. I'm going to have to change over. But you live and you learn, you know?
Right. I like it. And I was able to, after having it for a while, I figured out, because, you know, you got to plan every, you know, thing you get new. And I figured out how to personalize it and change the colors, because for a while it was just the regular color. Let's just sign up and plan it and see what different things they have. They have a lot of different applications that they offer.
Yeah, and maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll keep, like, my one on my website and then add another one. I don't know. But,
right.
You know, we'll live and we learn and we'll play around. And, you know, we end up as authors or business people with a million different sites. Anyway,
right.
You got your website, you got your Facebook, you got your MySpace, you got your Twitter, you got your Goodreads account, your LinkedIn account.
Yeah.
It's
always on the move, always networking.
Yes. You know, yes. Got to keep your name out there.
Mm-hmm.
So what, in our final minutes, what would, you know, you like to say to, you know, say hi to, thank you to?
I want to say hi to everybody and thank you to everybody that is in the chat and is listening. I am so appreciative. I'm always so nervous. So when I know people I know are listening, it makes me a little less nervous. I get like the butterflies and I think I'm going to start stammering. But I want to say thank you. I just hope everybody is able to get the book and read it and give me their feedback. My website was posted. My website is wix.com/literaryliz/Elizabeth Funderburk. Hopefully by April, it will not be that long. Also, there's my blog spot, which is writingtorn.blogspot.com. You can also email me, and my email is literaryliz@gmail.com. And I'm just very excited about what's to come. I'm so thankful to you and Tony for having me on the show. Because of the length of your show, I was thinking, what are we going to talk about for so long? But it went, we just flowed. Because I'm always so nervous. I'm like, oh, my God, can I talk for that long? But thank you to you and Tony for making me feel very comfortable. And I appreciate, you know, the promotion you guys do. And thank you for putting me up on your website. I love your website, too.
Oh, thank you. You're so welcome. That is our website is my labor of love. You know, for me, promotions is big, and I love promoting and, you know, getting other people, the word out on other people. So you're so welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I know what I wanted to ask you. How much is the book going to be?
The book is going to retail at $14.95, but it's going to be on Kindle for $9.99. The Kindle release is going to be before, a little bit prior to the April 30th release, and I will let that, you know, as soon as I have confirmation on that, I will let you all know, you know, at the end of this month, the 30th, it can be, you know, pre-sales or through emeraldstarpress.net. And you can find that. I'll post the link on my Facebook page. And I want to say thank you to my publisher, Destiny Carter. She has been great through this whole process. And, I'm looking forward to everything that, you know, is to come. You know, if anybody doesn't like the book, don't beat me up too bad because I'm sensitive.
Did you say Emerald Star? Emerald like
it's
the stone?
Emerald, yes, like the stone. It's emeraldstarpress.net.
Okay, press. Okay.
And any
make
book
sure we
club,
have all the information so I can
right, and if there's
post
any
it
book
later.
Club looking for book club deals, there will be book club deals. You could just inquire with Destiny in regards to that website. And when I start pre-sales in April on the 18th, I will also have book club deals. So.
Awesome.
This is a good book club read. Get together with your girls and discuss it.
Yes.
Or your male friends, not just
your
girls.
And buy the book, you guys. Get together with the girls at the office. Get together with 5 or 6 of your friends and, you know, hit her up and say, you know, well, there's 10 of us that want to buy the book. Can we get a deal? Don't buy one book and then share it with the 10 of your friends. You know,
because if you buy it in a lump sum, it'll be, you know, there's a deal.
And so, yes. And then you could discuss it with your friends, with some, you know, y'all drink, have a glass of wine and talk about it, or discuss it with your man over a glass of wine.
Yes. Support the authors. Let's not start bootlegging authors' books.
Please.
You know, let's not buy one book and pass it around the office. You know, let's hit up the authors and ask. I'm sure, I know when I do my book, if 10 of y'all want to get together and hit me up and say, hey, we got 6 of us that want to buy the book, I'm more than willing to give you a discount price for, you know what I mean? I'm sure the author will be more than willing to give you a discount price rather mm-hmm. than have you buy one book and share it between the 10 of y'all, you know?
Right.
I actually worked at a job where we did that, too. It was one person. It was like a collection of books on the same storyline, and this was back in the day. This was nothing really recent, but one person had it, and then when they were done, they passed it down to somebody else and start reading the next book, and it just went through the whole place like that.
Right, and then by the time it gets to the last person, the last page is missing, and it's too much. It's all torn up. Somebody's
kid
spilled hot sauce on it, you know.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, somebody's kid got, raviolis all over the pages and stuff, you know, come on.
You peeling pages
folded up in somebody's back pocket. Just get your own copy.
And have it on your bookshelf on display.
Yes, you know. I love my books. I can't wait till we get our bookshelf. So that we can put all our books up and, you know, I can start doing my pictures again and sending them. You know, I can't wait to get your book so we can take our picture and send it to you. Then, you know, then you can start creating on your website, everyone who has your books and stuff. Come on. You know, don't take one book and, and share it. Okay, now you hold it and take a picture. Okay, now you know. That's not how we're going to do this. Oh, see, laughter. Laughter is good for the soul. That's just how we do it on the Tony and Kai show. You know, we thank you for tuning in, Elizabeth, you know, for joining us and sharing your story. Everyone, please make sure that you go out and you get in touch with her. Hit her up on Facebook. Check out her website. Check out the Tony and Kai show on Facebook. We will definitely post all the information as to her website and stuff, so that you can get in touch with her April 30th, start looking for the pre-sales for her book. Make sure that you get Love Torn Asunder. Make sure you get this book. It's a very good read. Watch out for the part 2 and 3, like she said, it's coming out. And make sure that you do this. Make sure you check out the Diamond Star website and see, you know, how we can be of benefit to you to advertise and promote your business or your book or your music or whatever it is that you're doing. You know, whether it be Mary Kay or whatever it is that you do, we've had them all on the show. You know, if you have topics you want to help us discuss, you know, check out our lineup. We do topics once a week as well. Wednesday we're going to be talking about children, how to raise productive children in this society with all the drama and TVs and music that's out there affecting our children. How do we keep our children on the straight and narrow with all of these influences around us? You know, and we're getting ideas on a regular basis. So, you know, we're trying to figure out how we're going to get them all. How we're going to get all these discussions in, because we are definitely getting hit from you guys with ideas that you would like us to talk about. And we're, you know, we have made a promise that we're going to fit them in. So thank you. Keep them coming. Liz, again, can't wait. Love the book. You guys are going to love this book. Check it out. Support our authors. And
I have one last question for you, Liz.
Yes.
Are you going to take a little hyenas for a minute now that now that you're red carpet with this book, or are you?
No.
Have you already,
now I got
started,
the fever.
Yeah. I was going to say, are you started the next book yet?
Well, actually, there will be a book directly on the tail of this book coming out. I don't have a release date, but it won't be but a few months after this book. I'm working on the book that I have based on Divine, and the name of that book is going to be Divine Intervention, and I'm working on that right now. So
excellent. We will be on the lookout.
Thank you. Yeah. And then I can't wait to be on your show again for each book. So,
there
y'all, girl, I'm going to be right along with y'all.
Get your plan together how you're going to spend all that money you're going to make, because I'm definitely planning mine. You know, got that list, what we're going to do first when we get, you know, them checks as they start to roll in.
Oh,
you know.
I know. I can't wait. No.
Love
you,
know, we don't
reinvest.
Necessarily do it for the money, but the money is definitely a perk.
Right. That's just saying reinvest. Make it
bigger
and better. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Thank you again to all of those that were in the chat room, all of our listeners that are on the internet listening, the listeners that are on the phone listening. We thank you so much for your continued support for, you know, coming week after week.
One more special thank you. I want to say a special thank you to Dove Spot. Thank you, Dove. I know you don't usually do these type of shows or listen, so I am very appreciative that you listened in. Thank you, girl.
Amen.
They were definitely in the spot, in the chat room, you know, and we just thank everyone for your continued support of us, for listening to our show, for coming out every week and listening to Tony and I rant on and listening to our guests and, you know, participating in our discussions. I really appreciate it, and we are going to see you Wednesday, and we hope that you guys come back on Wednesday. We hope that you guys call in, so that we can really get a discussion going, ideas and ways and issues. And I mean, it's just a dialogue, I understand, but you never know who's listening. You never know what you say might touch someone else who's listening and gives another parent an idea of something that they may be going through with their child or whatever issue or whatever topic that we may happen to be discussing on that particular day. So, you know, our children are our future, so I really hope that you guys will come back Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, and you know, help us with ideas.
Because I know your last show on men and women was really good. I loved the discussion, so I can't wait.
Yeah. That was a show of shows.
That was a good show. So I will definitely be on there on Wednesday.
Thank you. We look forward to having you.
Yes. So we are going to close out. And, Tony, you have anything left to say?
No, just make sure you guys come back and support on Wednesday. It's going to be a hot show again. I personally do, again, want to thank Elizabeth. You were a great host. You helped us to have a really nice show. You made us feel better with what we do. So we just wanted to thank you for stopping by.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
To everyone that's out there, God bless you. Have a beautiful evening. And may God continue to smile upon you.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Have a great night. Elizabeth,
thank
you again.
Okay, good night,
everyone.
Guys.
Good night.